Now, 70 people have died in road crashes so far this year. Crashes are attended by emergency services, Gardaí, ambulance and fire crews, who often see the worst of what happens on our roads. But what is it like for people who have to break the news to their families that their loved ones are dead? What is it like to attend the scene of a road crash involving people you know? Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been speaking with emergency service workers who come face to face with tragedy as part of their work.
It's been a devastating year on Irish roads. 70 people have died, and many others have been left with injuries that will change their lives forever. Those who respond to emergency calls see firsthand how families can be torn apart. And this week I spoke to some of the people who have attended such harrowing scenes. I started by travelling to Limerick's Henry Street Garda Station, where I met with Sergeant Tony Miniter of the Roads Policing Unit.
If you want to let that back, you're feel free to.
We hopped in the car and went to get a coffee before heading in and around the city.
This is unofficially just our normal coffee haunt. It's either here or up in the other place. So normally if you see Garda drinking coffee, it's normally a good sign the coffee is okay.
We chatted away for a while and then I asked him if he thinks there's any particular reason behind the recent rise in fatalities. He said that there's no one cause.
There's the absolute full spectrum of things that happen on our road. It could be a set of keys falling into a footwell of a car and you reach down and the car veers across the road a little bit. It can be people who are very drunk. It can be people that are very high on drugs. It's not just one thing. I've investigated or been involved in investigations into fatal collisions where nobody ever, these people didn't speed, they did everything right. They might have made one mistake, or somebody else made the mistake that resulted in them getting killed. It's very important for people to realise that it's not just speed, it's not just drinking and driving. The roads are a very dangerous place.
One of the most harrowing things about being a guard is having to break the news to a family that one of their loved ones has died. I asked them what it's like to have to do that.
I remember waiting outside the door, literally building up the courage, because I had this bomb, and it literally is a bomb, and I was going to destroy these people with what the words that I was going to say. So I was literally waiting outside, building up the courage to go in and say these words to this couple. So while I was waiting outside, there was a person inside the house in the spot, the patrol car outside the door. So look, I saw the mother, she saw me, and look, went straight in, knocked on the door, and was met by this lovely middle-aged woman, and she says, "Everything all right, guard?" So I said, "Look, are you Mrs.?" And she said, "Look, I am. Can I come in for a moment?" So my colleague and I sat in her kitchen, and you could see the worry in her face. She knew, obviously, that there was something seriously wrong. And I said, "I'm sorry, but your son has been killed in a road traffic collision." And there was silence. Then left it a couple of seconds, and I had to say it again. And then this poor woman had just, I destroyed her life. And the best way I can describe it is it's a bit like reaching deep inside somebody's body, grabbing their heart and their soul and ripping it out of them. Literally, it's the only description that I can give to people to even try to get them to understand the devastation of breaking that news to somebody. It's beyond their wildest comprehension. And hopefully it'll always stay that way. But there's an awful lot of people out there that have received that news, and it destroys them. And their life as they knew it is over.
Sergeant Miniter said his desire not to have to break news like this to families is what drives him when it comes to enforcing the rules on our roads.
And look, I'm in roads policing, I think it's about 20 years. And I tend to be quite tough in relation to enforcement. The reason for it is I don't want to have to break that news to anybody ever again. I don't want to have any of my colleagues break that news to anybody ever again. And one of the tools in our arsenal to make the road safer is enforcement. And that might be speed checks. It might be checkpoints for drinking and driving. It might be checkpoints for drug driving. It might be covert operations in relation to catching people for dangerous driving. All with the view of keeping the roads safe for everyone.
After speaking to Sergeant Miniter, I then travelled to Clonmel in County Tipperary to meet some firefighters. There were 16 deaths on the road in the county last year, which was more than anywhere else.
As it's been said in the media, driver behaviour, weather, all of these kind of things, it's not one thing that causes an accident. It's a whole load of things coming together at that point to cause it.
That's Assistant Chief Fire Officer Carol Kennedy. Here she is describing what it's like arriving at the scene of an accident.
A lot of things go through your mind. For me, the welfare of my firefighters and the staff is a huge concern, not only at the incident, and I'm acutely aware that they're all well able to deal with whatever tasks they have to do, but you are concerned about their welfare afterwards and when they go home to their families. And I think especially for me, any kind of road traffic accident involving children can be very traumatic, so you'd be very aware of the post-traumatic stress or anything like that for the lads.
Clonmel's station is retained, which means those working at it live locally and are on call. Station officer Stephen McAvoy said that crews often know people involved in the accidents that they respond to.
It's your own town, so someone more than likely will know the person in the car. A lot more pressure on the crews going to the call. But again, we're trained and we have a task to sort out, so we will do our best at the call. After the call, then we will have a chat among ourselves, and if any of the crew are affected from whatever incident we're at, we have SISM and we have trained lads in the station.
Before I left, I asked Stephen about how crew members themselves cope with the personal aspect, and he said that they are always there to support each other.
The fire crews are like families, so I'll know by talking to you if you're in my crew that if you're quiet after a call, I know there's something wrong. So we'll have a chat with you, we'll sit down, chat, have a cup of tea. And if any of the crew need a bit of help or someone to talk to, we can organise that as well.
And that was Stephen McAvoy of Clonmel Fire Station, ending Gavin O'Callaghan's report.